Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
I know you gotta be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
This is the reason we cannot have a right-wing fringe court dictate to the rest of America. Right.
This is about something so serious and so personal. And here we are on Mother's Day, a week where the court has slapped women in the face in terms of disrespect for their judgment about the size and timing of their families.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 270.
And day 283, since your president, Joey Biden, promised he'd never abandon Americans behind enemy lines, and there they are, and there are the thousands of green card holders eligible legally to be in this country, and of course our Afghan allies, and of course billions in military equipment, the most sophisticated weaponry on the earth. And he's turned the page, never mentions it, probably never will. Anyway, glad you're with us. I don't like giving out all this bad economic news, but it's bad. And I feel a sense of responsibility having spent, I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. I know what it's like to struggle to pay my rent. And I'm not just talking about a month of my life. It was a number of years. And I, you know, we're now looking at the poor in this country, the heart and soul of this country, the poor in the middle class, and people on fixed incomes that work their entire lives now. They're literally hanging in the balance. I couldn't believe what I read yesterday, and I reported to you yesterday, that two-thirds of American households are now living paycheck to paycheck. Biden inflation is now costing the average American household $5,200 a year. The average cost of increase in gas prices, and we set a record yesterday. I don't know if we set a new record today, probably. But gas prices are the highest they've ever been. And the average American that drives to work is paying another $2,000 a year. We cannot afford this. Americans cannot afford all of this. And on top of it, It was interesting, and I told you yesterday that the CPI numbers, the inflation numbers, consumer price index numbers were coming out, and I told you that's why Joey was talking about it yesterday, because they knew they'd suck. And sure enough, they suck. And, you know, we're now at a 42-year high inflation-wise in this country. It is crushing our economy. The thing that makes me the angriest is so much of this was preventable. And Joe, it was laughable with his lies. It's not laughable. I want to cry because he's out there. We're going to make energy independent. We produce more energy our first year in office than Donald Trump did in his first year in office. Excuse me. He left you energy independence, and he left you a country that was a net exporter of energy. And just because you beat his first year, he inherited your crappy energy policies. And it did take a little bit of time to ratchet up production of energy the way he did. And he did it early. And we benefited greatly with some of the lowest energy costs that we've ever had. And that's why we saw record low set after record low set after record low set for unemployment for every demographic in this country. There's a reason for Donald Trump's economic success. You know, if you take the pandemic out of the equation, he wins 40 plus states easily in 2020. Wouldn't have been a contest, because people like prosperity. People want America, yes, to be great. Not a cliche. People don't want to be up at night worried about whether they can pay their rent. They don't want to be up at night worrying about where they're going to get baby formula. They don't want to be worried about whether they're going to be able to afford the groceries that they need and still be able to fill up their gas tank that they can get to work every day. And that is now the situation that Joe has put two-thirds of the entire country in. All of this is preventable. Anyway, the numbers are what they are. This morning's 8.3% April inflation number, 0.2% lower than the March number, higher than what economists expected. This transitory thing was always a big lie. Inflation now surged to a higher than expected 8.3% in April, staying near, this is the New York Post, staying near its steepest level in decades as the Federal Reserve is scrambling to cool the economy with all these interest rate hikes that have rattled investors. By the way, if you have any money in the stock market, you may not even know how much money you have in the stock market, because most people, they have IRAs, they have 401ks. You're getting hammered. Your net worth has dropped dramatically. And now that they're raising interest rates, at some point, there's going to be a tipping point. Hasn't happened yet, but interest rates are now averaging about 5.6%. That rate may seem low 1 year from now. So if you haven't refinanced, you might want to lock in while you can. You might want to do your debt consolidation now at a low rate while you can. But anyway, it shows that inflation, you know, literally is killing the economy in this country. Now, think about it. When they raise interest rates, what's that going to do to new home buyers? They can't get in the market. It's going to drive down people's biggest asset. The value of their home is going to tank because demand is going to dissipate. Home builders, you know, we now have how many year low in new home construction. That's coming to an end also, which is unbelievable. I mean, all of this is preventable. How much of this is caused by Joe Biden artificially reducing the lifeblood of the world's economy and America's production of oil and gas and energy? Almost so much of it. I mean, think about how just Joe Biden's climate alarmist religious cult caused him to abandon energy independence and all the national security benefits that go along with it. I mean, now we have to import. He was importing oil last year from Russia and Iran. And even during the start of the war with Ukraine and the invasion of Russia into Ukraine, he was still importing oil from Putin, making Russia rich again. Putin is making about $1 billion profit a day selling his oil and gas to Western European countries, NATO allies. This is insanity, because that means they're funding the war against Ukraine. And then you think about our own national security. When we became energy independent for the first time in 75 years, we don't have to give a rip what happens with Iran and the narrow Straits of Hormuz, where a third of the world's oil supply passes through on a daily basis. We didn't have to worry about Middle Eastern countries that hate us. We didn't need a president, you know, on his hands and knees begging like Joe Biden has been begging OPEC nations to increase production. It was good for our national security. If we would have continued these policies, you know, think of the production of natural gas that we could be supplying our Western European allies. Think of how good it would be for them for national security purposes. Then let's deal with the economy side of this. And that means high-paying career jobs in the energy sector for Americans that would love those jobs. I know people working in energy making, you know, hard-working people, truck drivers making 150 grand a year. That's a lot of money. That's a great salary for somebody that's driving a truck. That's awesome. With benefits, with training, with, you know, vacation weeks that, you know, most people don't have. I mean, it's terrible. What he's done is awful for our national security. Now he's even sucking up to Venezuela, sucking up to Iran, sucking up to OPEC. This is beyond humiliating and embarrassing. It's just dumb for national security reasons. We can't lift a finger to help our NATO allies because we're not producing enough energy even for ourselves. We could be helping them out. That could be bankrupting Russia. That you want to defeat Russia, defeat them financially, you win the war. It doesn't, you don't have to fire a shot and Putin goes bankrupt and he's out of power. Boom. End of sentence. You want to beat China financially? Stop all imports of anything from China. Have the entire Western alliance say no more imports from China if you're going to keep saber rattling with Taiwan. That'll stop the saber rattling. I'm pretty confident of that. No one has the courage to do that. Then of course we're not. All these high-paying career jobs gone. Keystone XL pipeline. The Alberta premier said it would have been done a long time ago, and we would have every day 900,000 barrels of beautiful Canadian crude coming into America that would increase the supply of energy. And when you have supply and demand crisscross dictate the price, and you increase the supply, guess what? The price goes down. When you artificially reduce the world supply like Joey did, guess what? The price goes up dramatically. We're now paying, as of yesterday, record high amounts for a gallon of gasoline. And diesel is now, there's a shortage of it on top of record prices for diesel. So the ripple effect in the economy is truckers aren't going to charge less for trucking all the goods to all the stores we shop at. And trucking companies aren't going to take less profit. They're passing all of the high diesel costs on to we, the consumers, we, the people. And that's why everything you buy in every store you go to now costs more. And so on every level, this has been dumb. That increases inflation. That's why we have a 42-year high of inflation. The core CPI, the price of goods, excluding volatile food, energy costs, 6.2% on an annualized basis, higher than the projected 6%. Relentlessly steep prices add pressure to American households that face punishing costs at the gas pump and at the grocery store. I mean, I have sticker shock filling up my own car. I can afford it at this point in my life. At one point in my life, I couldn't afford this. Anyway, according to the Wall Street Journal, the only reason when you look at this is Joe Biden's release of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I told you it was a gimmick. I told you it was a Band-Aid, and that might have had a slight impact, according to the Wall Street Journal, from 8.5 to 8.3%. It doesn't matter. What was the CPI number when Donald Trump left the presidency? 1.4%. Americans paid less for gas, more for groceries. But by the way, now we're paying record high gas prices again today. And air travel last month, that's not going to stay. That's not sustainable. Based on the policies that they rigidly cling to. Groceries up double digits. Everything's up double digits. Now we're talking about brownouts across the country like they have in California. Can't wait for your air conditioner to be shut off this summer if you can even afford to put it on. 2-to-1 margin. Voters say Biden should lift limits on U.S. energy production. Americans get it. Rasmussen poll, 60% likely voters, they favor legislation that would require the federal government to increase oil and gas drilling, fracking in the U.S. Only 30% oppose it. So he's dealing with the 30% of lunatics That is known as the climate alarmist religious cult. That is his entire party. That is out of touch, out of step with America. They're thinking, well, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that's going to save us. No, it's not going to save you, because even that argument is full of lies. You know, the implication is coat hangers and back alley abortions. No, that's not happening. Abortion's not going to be illegal in the U.S. States will have restrictions, and you'll have liberal states that have very liberal abortion laws. That's it. And Americans will figure out pretty quickly, if they haven't already bought into the lies of the media mob and the Democratic Party, the socialist Democrats, that it's still legal in America. Just a matter of different state laws will have different restrictions here, there, and some will have next to no restrictions. That voting on a bill in the Senate today to codify Roe v. Wade to the point where you can have an abortion up to the last minute, ultimately. And then you can have an abortion if you don't like the sex of the fetus. I mean, at some point, when does somebody if you're pro-choice, do you support a late-term abortion? Because at that point, the child's viable. You can't call it anything other than it is at that late stage. Infanticide. Unbelievable. This is how radical this party is. They are ruining this country. It's all been preventable and it's all fixable. The good part is the fixable part. The bad part is we got to live through this hell for, you know, 2.5 more years minimum. How is it possible that this great country allows this to happen? And there's very, you know, there's like nothing we the people can do until we vote in the midterms. That's why these elections matter. You know, I'm watching this close race in Pennsylvania. We'll talk about it with Dr. Oz. And, you know, there's a candidate that came out of nowhere. We start vetting this person who we've had on the show that I like. And I'm like, these things will make this person, in my view, my opinion, I'm not sure she's electable, which she lost a race, I guess, the last election cycle by 20 points in a general election. You know, electability actually matters in these races. How is it we had Congresswoman Stefanik and we had Congresswoman, who was the other Congresswoman? Ashley Hinson sent a letter to the FDA commissioner asking for answers. How is it possible? What are your plans to solve the baby formula shortage? I know friends of mine that are trying to import it from Europe, and apparently if it gets sent, it gets confiscated. What is baby formula? You got to be kidding me. What, it doesn't meet total American FDA standards that the climate alarmist cultists would rather the babies not have any formula? Thank God I'm done having kids. Good grief. I couldn't take it these days. Linda, God help you. I don't know how that poor Liam. You're going to be indoctrinating this poor kid his whole life.
It's a constant fight. It's a fight every day.
And he's going to grow up in a woke school. I don't care what school you send him to.
But you know what, Sean? You have to be involved. And I'm involved. And that's what parents need to do. They need to stay involved.
God help them. God help the teachers. And God,
I pray for them every night.
Oh, I bet you do. They have to deal with you. They need prayer and fasting.
God bless them.
Quick break. We'll come back. I wish I had better news. We don't. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying, you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft.
Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign-up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We made some money for our sponsors. Let's go back to making the liberals crazy. The Handman is back on the radio right now.
25 till the top of the hour, 800-941. Sean, more bad inflation numbers out today. 42-year high. Everything you buy at every store you go to, if you can find it, is costing more. And inflation for April, higher than expected. Why is it always higher than expected? Why does it always come out that way? Why didn't it lower than expected? We're never going to get there. In part, this would have been much higher had they not released these strategic petroleum reserves. I told you it was a Band-Aid gimmick. And part of the gimmick is, okay, you get for 3 weeks, it barely lowers the price of gasoline. It is a tacit acknowledgement of what I'm saying. It's simple economics of applies. And that supply and demand crisscrossing dictate the price of a gallon of gasoline, which is now, as of yesterday, set another new record. So it's a short-term Band-Aid. And then it might have the impact. Well, gas prices were cheaper, so inflation not quite as high. 8.3%. It's red-hot inflation, meaning the recession not far behind. You know, how is it possible we run out of baby formula? How did that happen? How did Biden let that happen? Now you've got Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik and Congresswoman Ashley Hinson. They're trying to get answers from the FDA commissioner, this guy Robert Califf, on what the administration plans to do to end and solve the formula shortage. Well, I guess we can import it from China. That'd be a dumb idea, too. We need to wean ourselves off of any communist Chinese products we're taking into this country. When are we going to learn the lessons of the past? Parents, you can't wait 4 weeks for baby formula. They don't have that luxury. And what are moms and dads supposed to do? Now, I have a friend of mine that happens to have had a couple that I know that had a new baby. They actually said that they import from Europe. But now Biden and his administration, now they're not doing a thing at the border as it relates to fentanyl, opioids, etc. Wide open borders. And we have 300 Americans at least dying every week from these opioid addictions, fentanyl lacing that's in every drug. It is so bad now. They're even putting fentanyl in weed and it's killing kids. They're producing pills that look like anything from OxyContin to Percocet to Vicodin to something like a Xanax. And they're lacing even those drugs. They look like they're manufacturer made. Look exactly like the real thing, except laced with fentanyl. Guess what? You take it and you're dead. They're doing nothing there. But apparently, according to this couple friend of mine, and I will never reveal my sources, I didn't know that they had a crackdown with the Biden administration on importing baby formula. And it's a 50-50 proposition, because if the FDA or Border Patrol find baby formula, they don't let it into the country. Why not? It's baby formula bought from manufacturers of baby formula in Europe. Good grief. So what are moms supposed to do here? Unbelievable. You know, it's you can't make this up. By the way, even the mob and the media, they're now getting it. You know, you have journalists, fake news, CNN, you know, taking on Biden's claim that he reduced the deficit. He's still claiming that after blowing $2 trillion on pork-laden COVID relief last year that wasn't spent on COVID, after 2 weeks of that, he still somehow managed to reduce the federal deficit. Even fake news CNN is not buying that lie. You know, he claimed he personally reduced the federal deficit. Thoroughly debunked. You know, I reduced the federal deficit, he says, yesterday. All the talk about the deficit from my Republican friends, I love it. I reduced to $350 billion my first year in office. That's like I produced more energy domestically than Donald Trump did in his first year. Well, Donald Trump in his first year had to clean up the mess that he and Obama left as it relates to energy, because they were giving in to the climate alarmist religious cult. So basically, Trump had to start from scratch, and he pulled off the impossible by opening up everything energy-wise in the country and ending burdensome regulation, that we actually achieved something no president had ever achieved in 75 years, and that's energy independence. And I just went through all of that. Anyway, the truth is that the budget deficit was already projected to fall before Biden entered office, because the monies that were being spent on COVID. And he still did a lousy job. He's just outright lying. House Republicans have now introduced a resolution demanding that Biden expand U.S. energy production. Can you believe we now have to force, even though we have 2/3 of Americans are now screaming, according to Rasmussen, that Biden needs to lift limits on energy production. That's going to help inflation, Joey. Inflation ain't going to help your party in the midterm elections, but I know you put your... You put your love and I guess loyalties to the climate alarmist religious cult. You know, Biden goes out there yesterday declaring he's fighting inflation as his top domestic priority. Why did he go out yesterday? I told you yesterday. I'll tell you again today. He went out there yesterday to get ahead of the bad news that they knew was coming. And even if his plan weren't a joke, why would anyone believe him? When the vow, you know, when we were first told, well, this is only going to be transitory. They stayed on the transitory line for as long as they could. Then they started saying, no, this is because Vladimir invaded Ukraine. This is Putin induced inflation. No, it's not. We have charts that show that the inflation was already at a 40-year high long before Vladimir Putin ever invaded Ukraine. Just like gas prices were up dramatically long before Putin ever invaded Ukraine. The president refuses to take any responsibility. The $1.9 trillion, I said at the time, it was a bad idea. He and his fellow Democrats pumped into this already hot recovery, hot economy last spring, was a dumb idea. And now we're so far behind the eight ball, I don't know if they're going to be able to cool it down. And when they cool it down, the economy's literally, boom. It's going to stop on a dime. New home construction is going to stop. People's largest asset, their home values, are going to plummet. People purchasing or trying to get into the market to buy a new home, they're not going to be able to get into the market. Because you start raising interest rates 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, well, that could be thousands of dollars extra to your mortgage every single month. This is simple, basic, fundamental economics 101. Like reducing the world supply of oil and energy and gas is, and the demand remains constant, that means you're going to pay a lot more. And what have those policies resulted in? Oh, Vladimir Putin getting really, really rich. I mean, it is. These are scary times. Anyway, Congress, at Joey's request, set to approve another $40 billion in military aid for Ukraine. Where's the monies that are needed to secure our own border? Baby formula shortages leaving desperate moms and dads searching for food. Formula maker, this is a crisis. We can't flip a switch and make a lot more formula. Well, where's Operation Warp Speed to make baby formula? And, of course, Biden wants to blame. If he's not blaming Putin, then he's going to blame the ultra-MAGA during his economic speech. What is ultra-MAGA? The lowest interest rates, energy independence, secure borders. What part of the ultra? You know, if you want to give Trump credit, just say Donald Trump did a much better job than I did on all of these issues. He's blasted for lying and blaming inflation and the pandemic on Putin. Even liberals are now saying this is a weak hand. And the idea that Roe v. Wade being overturned is somehow going to motivate in the base of the Democratic Party, the base was already going out anyway. But it's the middle of this country that is suffering the most because of his horrific policies, and he has no plan to curb inflation. Inflation is obviously not transitory. They have had it. And Americans will figure out that this big coat hanger, back alley abortion lie is just what it is, a lie, as they go in front of doxed U.S. Supreme Court justices' homes and chalk out on the pavement coat hangers. It's not, Americans will realize, oh, Roe is gone and abortion's still legal. And different states will have different laws, but liberal states will have the most liberal abortion laws. It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you, you just look at all the suffering. Household debt, by the way, is now nearing $16 trillion, despite rising rates and inflation. It is consumer debt and credit rose 1.7% for the first quarter. That's $16 trillion. The rise in total household credit propelled largely by a $250 billion increase in mortgage debt, which now stands at $11.18 trillion, an increase of 10%. You watch this, what's going to happen here? It is going to be a disaster. In Long Island, when I look at my PSEG Long Island energy bill, which I barely pay attention to, as families across the country deal with higher energy prices, understandably, you're concerned about your own bill. We expect electricity prices to remain higher than usual throughout 2022. Gee, isn't that nice of my energy company to send me this? So happy to get the good news. Mostly due to higher natural gas prices. And that's because PSEG Long Island purchases electricity from a variety of sources, including natural gas burning power plants. Like many electricity providers around the nation, we don't own power plants, but purchase electricity for you and then pass the actual costs in the power supply charges section of your bill. One of the many steps we may take to impact higher energy cost is purchasing electricity at prices set months in advance, and that provides stability when unforeseen events drive up prices. Okay, the price is through the roof now, so what, are they betting that the price is even going to go higher? Then they give me ideas, my electric company. Use a programmable thermostat to manage heating and cooling automatically. Okay. Lower your thermostat setting by just 1 degree, and you can reduce heating bills up to 3%. Save up to 10% with a setting of 7 to 10 degrees lower while you sleep. Seal windows and door frames. Gee, it's so nice of them to think of me. Linda, do you get a nice note from your electric company like I got?
Well, yeah, it was very nice. Very well thought out.
Very well thought out. Basically, suck it up. You're paying higher prices, not a damn thing we can do.
Yep.
I couldn't believe Janet Yellen. Reuters put this out, and I didn't even catch this yesterday. I caught some of her dumb statements, but I didn't catch them all. And she said eliminating women's access to abortion. Why is the Treasury Secretary talking about Roe v. Wade in the first place? But she's saying we're not eliminating anything. Abortion is not going to be outlawed in the U.S. if Roe and Casey are overturned. I keep repeating myself. Americans will figure this out, assuming that it's overturned. They'll figure it out in very short order. You might not like your state's restrictions, but New York, California, those states, they're going to start marketing for people to have abortions in their states, like a tourist attraction, for crying out loud. Especially late-term abortions, which everybody that I know that's pro, even, that says they're pro-choice, they don't support that. They look at it as infanticide. And eliminating women's access to abortion, very damaging effects on the U.S. economy, she said. Keeping some women from completing their educations, reducing their lifetime earnings potential, and their participation in the labor force. So she's trying to tie Roe into the economy. Then Yellen told the Senate Banking Committee, in many cases, abortions are of teenage women, particularly low income, her words, often black, who are not in a position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce. So there's a spillover into the labor participation, labor force participation, but it means that the children will grow up in poverty and do worse themselves. This is not harsh, Yellen said. This is the truth, she said. Yellen's comments drew a rebuke from Senator Tim Scott, who said her framing of economic consequences of the abortion debate were harsh, inappropriate for such a painful social issue. I think people can disagree on the issue of being pro-life or pro-abortion, but in the end, I think framing this in the context of labor force participation is beyond callous to me, adding that he was raised by a black single mother in poverty. I've actually met Senator Scott's mom. Wow. What a wonderful woman. She is phenomenal. She's an inspiring figure. We had another pro-abortion protester attack on L.A. cops, by the way, tonight during Hannity, and we expect more justices' homes to be doxxed. You had three Texas Catholic Church vandalized pro-abortion graffiti. Gun fired into Virginia Attorney General's office after he spoke out against abortion protests. The Biden DOJ is refusing to enforce the laws against the protests outside the Supreme Court justices' homes. We have a two-tier justice system, don't we? This is just the latest, greatest example. Not hard to find.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.